whenever a landlord tells a family, you know, that they wish to sell the house and they give them notice, even though it might be months of notice, they're just struggling to find another home. There just isn't that availability of properties in Donegal. And the reason why is that for years, we stopped building social housing in Donegal due to government policy and affordable housing, pushed thousands of families into private rental, and now you can't find somewhere to rent in Donegal, and if you can, it's hugely expensive. So we have a real crisis here. It's not just in Dublin and Cork, it's all across the country in terms of families who can't find a place to stay.
In terms of the County Council, in the long term, obviously you want to see more money go to the County Council, you want to see more money go to the Housing Association so they can ramp up the building. And we know how many complications there are in Donegal as a result of defective blocks. With that in mind, you believe something special is needed, particularly in Donegal, as well as nationally?
Absolutely, Donald. We have a perfect storm in Donegal. We have the same problems with housing as you're seeing across the country. But when you throw defective blocks on top of it, it's an impossible challenge for the council. So you need a special intervention from government. I mean, there's vacant houses, thousands of vacant homes all across Donegal that could be deployed in many instances. There are houses that the council can purchase with families in situ. So you purchase it from the person who wants to sell that property. There's lots of things can be done, but I don't get a sense of emergency from the government, and that's what we're facing. Any public representative you speak to in Donegal will tell you we have a profound housing emergency in this county.